Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Bez Hashem BPM, shear number 130. That's Bais Pnimi Shear for Men, shear number 130. It's always important to remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Zachar Nekeva Bara Isam. He made male and female, and very different from each other. And it's very important for us to celebrate those differences and recognize that these differences, though they create some challenges, but when used the right way and a couple unites the right way, then these challenges or these differences become a beautiful, beautiful gift. The idea in general, of course, we say this many, many times, it's important to know when it comes to the intimate, physically intimate and sexual aspects, generally speaking, men are aroused by visual stimuli. A husband can just look at his wife and become aroused. Women are more complex with this. They, generally speaking, need to warm up first. Sometimes, some sex experts, researchers say that women could take as long as 30 minutes to become aroused during sex. And the metaphor that you heard most likely is the difference between microwaves and crackpots, the slow versus, a quick arousals. And men think, generally speaking, if you don't work on yourself, then men think about sex a lot more often, within every couple of minutes if they're not careful. Women maybe once every 17 days or 17 years in some cases. And others, they're not just, they're generally speaking, again, the women that may be different from this, it's normal too. There's nothing wrong, but most of them are generally not wired to think about the physical sex as frequently as men do. It's not because that they are not connected to it, or they wouldn't enjoy it, or they don't really need it in a deep need. Hashem put it that it is, but it's dormant. It's more, has to be brought out. And men are just normally, that's why they have so much gedarim of the Shemir Seinayim and other things. The fact that they send wired to think about it often doesn't mean that they're perverts or anything like that. But it means that you have to understand your nature and be madrich it appropriately and properly. The problem, again, in married life and the issues that come up is that people don't appreciate or study those gender differences or the personality differences of your particular wife. People don't bother to study it or to appreciate it or to pursue those differences as being good and worthy and working towards each other with it. So we recognize the differences, but we don't take the time to study and appreciate and pursue those differences, or view it as good or worthy. And the truth is, it is good and it is worthy. But you can't say that you, if you treat your spouse the same way you're treated, you'll be happy in the case of the sexual aspects of it. It doesn't work that way. Just like, let's say you have a person that's supposed to learn a whole day and you say Lashon Hara and you say, he only learns an hour a day. And then they could ask you, how could you say that? And you answer back, halavai, they should say on me that I learn an hour a day. That would be the biggest Lashon Tai possible. The answer is that's Lashon Hara still. Because for you, you learn an hour a day, it's a shvach because you're in business all day long or whatever the case may be. And you have other tirdis and things like that. While him, it's Lashon Hara, right? Same thing over here, goes according to the person themselves. You can't say, treat her like you would want to be treated, because in this case, she's very, very different. You have to work according to her nature, not according to your nature. And that's really where the understanding of the differences are. We often want to give our wives what we think they need, not what we think they want or need in reality. So the part of it is learning about their lives. We're frustrated and we're disappointed with our sexual lives, with our wives, because we get frustrated by them being so different than us, by not being turned on as quickly as us, and it gives us agmas nefesh. And in reality, it's just simply Hashem made them that way, and we have to work according to their nature. The idea is, though, Hashem put in deep into both a husband and a wife the deepest desire, whether you're male or female, to become one. It's a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is one, and this is the way Hashem put it in this world, to experience a oneness as a zivug, as a couple. And Hashem, that's why when there's shalom there, the Shekhinah is there, because there's a oneness there. Okay? So they both want to be together, and they both want the actual zivug to be together. It's just that in the man's mindset, he may want physical sexual intercourse more than his wife does, but his wife may want more emotional intercourse, so to speak, more than he does. And that's the avayda. The avayda is to meld the two, the physical and emotional, together. And then they'll find a pathway to really enjoy their intimate life together. That's not to say that men only want the physical or that women only want the emotional. Both need both. Hashem wired us that way. But in most cases, the men need the physical to access the emotional, and the women need the emotional to access the physical. That's the general way it goes about. A man does feel more connected to his wife when he experiences the physical act, if he uses it the right way, if he learns not to detach his emotions from the act, and doesn't look at it just as a physical thing, but looks at it as a way to emotionally connect, then yes, then when he's involved in this, the actual physical act of the sexual experience gives him a sense of closeness and intimate feeling towards his wife. And he'll be able to concentrate on things more like his emotions. That's why it is indeed healing, because it is a Pesach. A husband needs to learn how to use this properly. He could use it just isolated physically and not engage his emotions and just look at it as a physical release. But that's really sad, and it's a misuse of it. The idea is to use it to open up emotionally towards your wife. And Hashem wired generally the wives to be connected to their husbands by experiencing emotional connection. That emotional connection will give them a sense of safety. And once they have that sense of safety, then she would be able to be better prepared to give herself over to the physical sexual aspects of it. So Hashem made husbands and wives to complement each other this way. A husband invites his wife into intimacy through the sexual experience of the physical. A wife invites her husband into intimacy through the emotional connection. And each one invites each other to that. And then they learn from each other and they build on each other's, weaknesses and enhance their strengths. So the sexual intimacy is both emotional and physical in their connection. That's called being vulnerable. That's called working to give to each other. Men are mechuyev to connect emotionally. They need to access healthy emotions towards their wives in order to have the wives' physical needs met. Many men are impatient with this or don't want to deal with this, and that's a problem. Very often, husbands, their sex life with their wives could be 1,000 times better if they learn how to engage emotionally, if they learn how to listen, if they learn how to have access to healthy emotions that they have, their softer side, to have their emotional aspects awakened so that they could give their wives the emotional support that they need. And when you do that, it could actually make things very exciting. It's just harder work, but it could be very exciting and very rewarding. So there's different studies about what the aspects of men's needs pertaining to physical intimacy and women's, and they're sort of different from one another. And we're going to talk about what they are. And once we understand what those needs are, in other words, what a man needs when he's in the bedroom versus what a woman needs when she's in the bedroom and wants that intimate sexual connection, it's very different from one another. But when you learn what they are and you work through it, it gets a lot better. And the idea is working through it. But you have to remember the idea like this. It's not to pressure. You don't pressure each other. And certainly you don't pressure your wife. But basically work on a concept of commitment. Work hard and don't say to yourself, oh, it's not fair, I'm doing all the work. You start working with a nice thing, with a mashpia, we start the working on our end. If each one is stubborn and each one refuses to initiate a change, then a couple stays stuck. And to think always, what's in it for me, that also will fall short. And always concerned about that they're not satisfying our needs, also will fall short. So even though initially, when starting working on this, which we're going to describe, even though initially, and it may take a little while, where you feel your needs are not being met, and you're not enjoying, or you're not envisioning that you're enjoying that physical relationship as much as you would like to, because you're really focusing on the needs of your wife. But you'll see over time, your wife will soften up, your wife will be more receptive, and she'll be more willing to meet your needs if you do it, but it has to start from you. And it's about the emotional connection that takes place, of course, outside the bedroom and in the nida period, and working with each other on things. And when you talk about these things, it's very healthy to talk about these differences in preferences when it comes to physical intimacy, not to debate it, not to fight over it, not to be combative over it, but just to listen. And when your wife answers you and tries to explain something to you, you repeat it, see if you heard it correctly, see if you, what you mean is this, no, I don't mean this, I mean that, and try to really, really understand where she is coming from. By the way, this is healthy to do in all areas of married life. When she has a concern about the children, when she has a concern about her life, in any venue of any subject. And it's important to talk it over. It could be draining for a man because he has to listen, and sometimes there's emotionalism that he's not used to. And talking about this, the sexual aspects of what your wife needs, could be draining. Sometimes you may hear things you don't like she feels you've been overly aggressive with her, or you touch her first when she's not ready to be touched, and she's expressing this to you. But when you learn this and you hear this, you don't become defensive about it, but you basically swallow that, and you basically say, okay, so how could I work on making it better for you? And then when you're with her together again, am I doing it right? Is it too soon to, you know, you need a little more time before I touch you in a certain areas? And you're open about it, and you work with each other about it. It's like everything else that requires work. It sounds unromantic, and it sounds like it's, that it's very, mechanical. You're moving it down to a particular task. But you know something? You have to go through that process in order to come to the other side to really make it very, very special. Because it is the understanding between the two of you pertaining to the sexual needs of your wife that will bring out the close unity and the warm feelings towards each other. So that is a very important insight also. So the idea is, again, is to learn how to overcome the uncomfortableness and work hard towards really making an effort to meet each other's needs, and merely making an effort to be unselfish about this whole aspect, and to learn a lot about the woman's personality and your wife's personality in particular, to learn how to improve the relationship all over in marriage, including this area, this intimate physical area in marriage. Bracha v'atzlacha.